Blog Talk Radio.
We thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness to us. Thank God for all who are here, those listening in online, and thank God for Mr. being with us today. We just thank God, and for our children downstairs as they get their midday snack, we thank God for that, and see Officer Todd is here too. We thank God for him and ask that God's blessings upon each and every one. Sister Holmes is online, and she called to make sure that we would reach out to her today because she didn't think she'd be able to make it here. So Brother Mann is here. Thank God to him. And Sister Carol, Sister Regina. Let us look to the Lord before we begin our service. We want to always usher the Lord in. He's been here with us this day, and we want to thank him for this beautiful day he's made. I know a lot of people would say, well, it's raining outside, but that's all right. It's still the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings this day. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for your hand of love and mercy extended unto each and every one of us as we slept and slumbered throughout last night. We thank you for the blessings, Lord God, we have received thus far this day. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing, going to do on our behalf. We thank you, Lord God, as we begin service to you, dear Heavenly Father. We usher you in, dear Lord, and ask in the name of Jesus that thou would be with us, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, you will continue, Lord, to look down upon this congregation with favor. Remember all of our brothers and sisters in Christ today that are gathering in your name, dear Father. We ask that you would be in the midst, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we know the word of God told us if two or three are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst. And so we believe you are here with us and have been with us already this morning. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue your blessings upon us, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you would remember our officer, Todd, dear Father. We see he's here, dear Lord. Watch over him, protect him, keep him safe, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, remember all those, dear Lord, in his that are on post, dear Heavenly Father. And because we are seeing, dear Lord, in our day and time, dear Heavenly Father, there's shootings on every hand. Sister made mention of it downstairs, dear Father, when we were in Sunday school. Sister Smith made mention earlier this morning, Lord, when we came into the house of God. Every time we turn around, there's another shooting. There's another someone walking into a grocery store, walking into a crowd of people and opening fire. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would reach mankind, dear Father, whatever means that is necessary, Lord God, that, Lord, the word of God will be able to go out to reach mankind and to let them know that they need a Savior today. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you remember our lawmakers, dear Father. Remember them, Lord, as they sit on Capitol Hill and they hear about all these things that are going on, but yet and still they will not do anything, dear Father, to toughen the laws, dear Heavenly Father, to keep weapons from getting into hands of those, dear Heavenly Father, that don't need them. Father, I can't imagine, dear Father, why anyone thinks they need a semi-automatic rifle or all these kind of magazines they're having to live in a neighborhood full of children and people, dear Father, and seniors, dear Lord. They're wanting war instruments, dear Heavenly Father, instruments and weapons, dear Father, that you use in war when you're having war against another country. They want to use it against their neighbors right here in America. Help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to get a hold of ourselves, dear Father. Help us in the name of Jesus to realize you told us our house divided against itself cannot stand. And America is divided, Lord God. And we see, dear Father, where she's not able to stand when she once used to be the pillar, dear Father, of many other countries. Now countries are looking on us in disdain, dear Father. But in the name of Jesus this morning, we ask as the people of God that you help us to be strong in our faith. Help us to be strong in our walk with you. Help us know, Lord God, we serve a God who is able to do all things but fail this morning. Father, this morning we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember all the saints of God as they're on their way here. Remember those who are still traveling over the rain and highways, Lord God, the ones we don't see as of yet. Sister Maria bringing on her two young boys, dear Heavenly Father. Brother Tony, Lord God, we don't see them. Lord, remembering Sister Lillian, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with her and touch her in her body, dear Father. She said sometimes, Lord God, due to her many strokes, dear Father, she's had, it is hard for her to get ready. But Lord, this morning we lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask in the name of Jesus that thou be with her. Father, we ask, oh Lord, that you remember others that might be on their way. We haven't seen them, Lord, as of yet. We ask you, dear Father, that you grant traveling mercies. Thank you, Lord God, for the saints that are here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Carol, Lord God, being in our midst, dear Father. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Regina, Lord God. Thank you, dear Father, for Brother Mann, Brother Levester, dear Father. We don't see Brother Reggie as of yet, but Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, if he's on his way, dear Father, that you grant him traveling mercies likewise. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Maurice and Sister Blake, all the saints of God. Lord, I don't want to forget anyone this morning, so just remember all your people that have gathered in your name. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes being online this morning. Ask that you would continue to bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Lord, remembering little Brother Javier. Oh, again, Lord, dear God, he's not feeling well in his body, dear Father, who's online with us this morning. We ask that you would bless this dear brother, dear Father. Keep him strong in the faith, Lord God. Help him, Lord God, to continue to run this race that you have set before him, dear Heavenly Father, not giving way to the devil whatsoever, because the devil has no part or no lot in his life. Father, we ask that you remember young Matthew. He's not here with us likewise today, but we just ask that you would be with him wherever he might be. Father, we just want to thank you for all the people of God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us this past week. We thank you, Lord God, even for the sunshine on yesterday, Lord, when many of us were able to get out and some were able to work in a garden, some were able to get out and walk. Some were able, dear Father, just to get out, to get the fresh air. We thank you and we praise you for that. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to be our guide and our direction this day. We ask, oh Lord, that you would be the strength we so desperately stand in need of. Father, we ask a special prayer and blessing this morning on Brother Delmar, dear Father. Lord, you know all about his situation, dear Heavenly Father. You know, Lord God, he's suffering in his body with this cancer. And so, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask, oh Lord, that you would heal his body to your glory and to your honor, if it's your will. Father, we lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with him and his companion, Sherry, in a special way, Lord God. Father, we've been down that road, dear Heavenly Father, with loved ones, dear Father, who have suffered with cancer, dear Father. But we know you're able, dear Heavenly Father. Well, just because whatever the doctors say, Lord God, they may pronounce and say, oh, you only have this much time, or they may say the cancer is spreading so fast, but as we learned in our Sunday school lesson this morning, all power is in your hands. The same power that raised Jesus Christ is able to heal Brother Delmar. That same power is what saved us this morning. That same power is what keeps us each and every day, and we are guided by your power. And in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you would heal into your glory and to your honor, and not forgetting Sister Francine, Lord God. Oh, it seems like, dear Father, as soon as she gets through one thing, dear Lord, another comes upon her. If it's not her, it's her husband, Brother Allen. But I know through it all, they've learned to trust in Jesus, and they've learned to trust in God, and they know the power of the prayers of the righteous, Lord God, because they reached out, Lord God, even on yesterday, and said, would you ask the prayer warriors to pray? And we know what the word of God says. He said the first fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we thank you, Lord God. And so we lift them up to you this morning, and to the one who is able to do all things but fail. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you, dear Heavenly Father, will heal them to your glory and to your honor. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning. We just want to praise you, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to look in upon us with favor. Lord, remember our visitor today, Miss Heather. Lord God, we thank you for her being out. We thank you, Lord, for her being in the house of God. And Father, we pray, as Brother Byron said, dear Father, that she will find the love, dear Heavenly Father, here, that we are a house of, we are a family of God. We are a true family of God. We love the word of God. We love the spirit of God. We live by the word of God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless us according to the word of God. Remembering Sister Kiba, we don't see her as of yet. Remember her on her way. Father, we just pray that you would remember each and every one of us, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that we may forget someone in this prayer, but Lord, when we have our season of prayer later on, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless. Likewise, remember little Kevin in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, remember Kevin. It's your will, Lord God, we pray that you would touch this little body, dear Father. Heal him to your glory, to your honor. My God in heaven. Tools of life. Sometimes we don't understand, Lord God, but Lord, we charge you foolishly. If we stand on your word, you said you'll have mercy on whom you'll have mercy and compassion on whom you'll have compassion. And so, Lord, if Kevin is one of them, we ask in the name of Jesus that you have compassion on this little soul, that you were healing from this cancer, Lord God. We know what the doctors are saying, and we know, Lord God, that they're running tests and various things. But no test precedes you, dear Heavenly Father. No test, no biopsy, no whatever diagnosis is too hard for you. So in the precious name of Jesus, we ask that you would touch and heal this body. Oh, Father, that we will give you the glory, we will give you the praise, and we will give you the honor. Now be with us in the services today, dear Heavenly Father. We commend our prayers and all of our being to you, dear Father, and ask that you would bless. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Shall we turn our worship the Lord to page 105, and we worship the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's God. 105 and a worship of God.
See the sun giving light. It's God. In the midst
God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Like a Sunday school lesson said, it's more than just knowing about God. It's knowing God. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. All that he has done for us from the last time we were here, or the last time we even contacted each other, which would have been Wednesday night Bible study over the phone. He's kept us well. He's kept us safe. Mm-hmm. And by his grace, we are still saved.
Amen.
That's God. Amen. Thank God for his goodness and all of his many, many blessings this morning. Amen. Again, so good to have Ms. Heather Crocker this morning with us. And just thank God for blessing her to be in our midst this morning, and thank God for blessing us to be able to be here to meet with her. Amen. So we ask God to have his way and get the glory out of this service. We want to give honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning, and we thank God for her, and thank God for his how he has kept her and how he anoints her with his power from on high to preach the word. And so we're just so thankful this morning. Our responsive reading is found in our Bible in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38, just those two verses. And Sister Smith, if you would mind helping Ms. Heather. Oh, Sister Jenkins will do. I think it should be probably a Bible in the rack. There we go. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. And since there are just the two verses, we'll read them in unison. We'll read them all together, those two verses, rather than reading responsively. We'll read those two verses together. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. Amen. Together. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God. Amen. It's so good that when we need to be at that place saved, when after Peter had preached, then the people asked, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And those who said, Men and brethren. So that was reinforcing it for those who knew the Lord and introducing it for those who didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God for his word. We're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. We know that the Lord has told us to be careful for nothing. There's scripture reads in Philippians. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving,
Let your request be made known unto God. So when it says be careful for nothing, that careful doesn't mean cautious. It's not saying don't be cautious. Being careful means don't be full of care. It says be careful for nothing. Don't be full of care. Don't be burdened down with care, because we have an advocate in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we don't have to be loaded down with care. So when it says be careful for nothing, it means don't be full of care, because we can make our requests known unto the Lord. So we're going to ask if there are prayer requests at this time, either by word of mouth or just by uplifted hand. Sister Regina. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Thank the Lord for a good report. That's why it's important, even when we're taking prayer requests. When we pray, when there's someone that request has already been made for, and we've prayed for them, and the Lord has blessed, it's good. Thank you, Sister Regina. It's good to bring a good report, because it encourages us, increases our faith to just continue to look to the Lord, knowing the Lord has touched before, he can do it again. So thank you, Sister Regina, for that. Sister Carol. Amen. 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 Thank, bless the Lord.
Amen. Sister Blake, continue to remember, thank God for his goodness to all of us, and thank God I was able to go visit with Sister Fluellen yesterday.
Right.
She's doing well. Remember her much in prayer.
Amen.
Remember her family. Continue to hold her up in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
When I first got there, she didn't recognize me at first, so I had to pull down my mask. When I pulled it down, she reached up and she knew exactly who I was.
Amen. Thank God.
Sister Holmes, I thank you for your prayers on my behalf, and continue to keep me in your prayers. And I thank the Lord for what he has done, what he is doing. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Holmes, much in prayer. Amen. Other requests? Sister Smith.
I just wanted to thank God for being 70. I sit on the floor each day as I got in the house. And I said to myself, 70 years old? I'm getting up there. But I can still move by the grace of God. But you know, when you think about it, 70 and the old, whoo.
Amen.
But I just thank you for the strength that I have, and I thank you, thanks for being concerned about me taking vacation and time off, and I've got less time than you did when you were strength.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank God.
Like, I just thank the Lord for his many blessings. Continue to remember me and my household. I'm doing to the doctor's on tomorrow. The Lord would just bless. And continue to remember Hannah. Bless your prayer.
Amen. Hannah. Amen.
And continue to remember Zari and her dad, George.
Amen. Amen. Zari and her dad as well. Amen. Other requests? We thanking God for the concerns of the saints. Pastor Jenkins texted me with the tornadoes that were going through Alabama. She sent a text message inquiring of how our family down in Alabama was doing, and also Sister Lillian, my sister, she said, how's everybody down there? But thank God they were doing well. The storm kind of swept through from the west, from Mississippi on through, but it was about up in the middle part of the state, so up around Montgomery. And Mobile was farther south, and so it missed that area. And so we're thankful to God for that. Alabama's kind of almost laid out, has three major cities, kind of like Ohio has Cleveland, and then Columbus is in the middle, and Cincinnati in the south, and Alabama has Birmingham in the north, Montgomery in the middle, and Mobile that way down at the southern end. And so it missed Mobile, and so we're thankful to God for that. Pray for those families who were affected by the storm that went through. Yes, Sister Regina. Amen. Amen. All general requests. Amen. We're all stand in need of something from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Sister Carol if he would take us to the throne of grace. If anyone has a request, come and bow at an altar of prayer. The Lord hears our cries. We cry out to him in faith.
Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 336? Worship the Lord 336. 336 and worship the Lord.
Also, let's remember all those listening in. Amen.
336. I must tell Jesus. We take our burdens, our prayers to him. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, and then the chorus, 3 and 4, and then the chorus. 336.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress,
need a great Savior. Jesus alone, he's the only one that can help me. I thank him for his goodness and mercy. Thank him for bringing us across the highways and byways this morning to be in the house of the Lord, to rejoice with one another, dear Heavenly Father, to hear your precious word. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for the Sunday school lesson this morning, Father. Thank you, Lord, for how they have put it to us, Lord, to let us know, dear Heavenly Father, what we must do, how we must live, dear Heavenly Father, in this life to come, Lord God. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us during this week, dear Heavenly Father. Bring us back to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, to give praises and honor and glory to your precious name. We thank you, Lord, to those that are here this morning, Father, that found it well to be in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, without you, Lord, we wouldn't have been able to be here. We wouldn't have been able to travel. We wouldn't have been able to do a lot of things. But, Lord, you've given us the strength. You've given us the love and mercy, Father, the grace, dear Heavenly Father, to stand for you, Lord, and to do your will, to be in the house of the Lord. We're few in number, dear Heavenly Father, but we are mighty in your power, dear Heavenly Father. And we're so grateful and thankful for that, dear Lord, this morning. Lord, you heard the request that was made known this morning, Lord, of each one, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for Sister Regina's request, Lord, for her complex, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, for her doctor's appointment that she'll be having coming up. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you be with her, Lord. Take her through, Lord. Check her, Lord. Give her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that you open up her eyes, Father, to where you'd want them to be, O Lord God. That she may read the precious word, dear Heavenly Father, the beautiful Bible that Sister Kiever gave her, dear God. That she can learn, Lord, and see, Father, to read the words, dear Heavenly Father, that are meant to be. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the request that Sister Renee brought through, Lord, this morning. We, Lord, I know she prayed for the little boy, dear Heavenly Father, the child, Lord, with the cancer. And dear Heavenly Father, we lift him up to you in a special way. I know she've already prayed for him, dear Lord God, but there's not, you got a whole lot of prayers we can bring up for him, Lord. It just takes more than one. Lord, one will save him, one will keep him, one will heal his body, Father. But all together, dear Heavenly Father, with you hear the saints praying and crying to thee, dear Heavenly Father, for this little body, dear Lord Jesus. You know all about it. You made it. You molded it, dear Lord God. And we know, Father, that it's your will. You'll heal that body, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We pray for Sister Smith's request, dear Lord, that she made known this morning, Father. Her children, her grandchildren, her age, dear Heavenly Father, she's speaking of, Lord God, of how you've blessed her, dear Lord God. But you know how to realize, Lord, I'm older than she is, dear Lord God, and you've given me strength to carry on, dear Lord, and still be in the house of the Lord, being able to walk and talk and see and feel and smell, the taste, the touch, all that you have done in my life. I thank you, Lord, for it this morning, because without you, I could do nothing, Father. We thank you and praise you, dear Lord God. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Maria coming in this morning, Lord, seeing her father with her two little sons, dear Lord God. It's such a blessing each time you see her come into the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. For these little children, dear Lord God, and being raised up in the nurture of your blessed word, dear Lord, and learning things, dear Heavenly Father, for your precious word and songs of Zion, dear Heavenly Father, that they hear. We pray for all the children, dear Lord, this morning, Father, that found it well to be in Sunday school, Lord, that their parents allowed them to be here, Father, to hear your blessed word. And we thank you for Matthew, and that he's not here, Lord. I don't know whether he's not feeling well or what. But, Lord, you know all about it, dear Lord. We pray for London, dear Lord. We pray for Haley, dear Heavenly Father, for Olivia, and for a little Grant. Dear Lord God, seeing them, Father, this morning, good, dear Lord. Pray for Brother Javier, Lord. Not feeling well, Lord, but he's on the air, dear Heavenly Father. He's hearing the word of God this morning. We're so thankful. Be with Sister Holmes this morning in a special way, Lord. She was thanking you, Lord, for being here another day, dear Lord God. She's not able to be out, Lord, but she's hearing your word, dear Heavenly Father. And she know that you'll watch over her and take care of her, Lord. But when it's time, Lord, whenever she wants to be in the house of the Lord, when the weather is good, dear Heavenly Father, she is here.
Yes.
Dear Lord, at 94, 95 years old, Father, she's in the house of the Lord. We're so thankful, Lord. There's many out there, Lord, can get around and can do, but will not come to the house of the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for their souls this morning, Lord. The unsaved souls, dear Lord God, that are out of the ark of safety, dear Lord, out there, Lord, seeking, but they won't come to hear your blessed word, Lord. Or even try, Lord God, to lift their eyes up, dear Heavenly Father, to lean upon your everlasting arms when they do hear something about you, Lord God, to let it sink into their hearts, Lord, and what it means to be saved, dear Heavenly Father, and what it's going to mean, Lord, if they're lost and in darkness, dear Heavenly Father, where they're going to spend eternity, Lord God. Are they going to spend it in heaven or hell, dear God? That's a question that's being asked, dear Lord, today. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, for those that are listening in, dear Heavenly Father, maybe aren't saved as yet, Lord, that they would open up their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. And I just remember Monty, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, said he would be here on last Sunday. We didn't see him, Father. But Lord, I pray for he and his family in a special way, Lord God, that he'll get up, dear Lord God, and open up his heart, come on into the house of the Lord, that he may hear the word of God. You can't do anything out there, Lord God, if you don't hear the word. If you're just sitting at home thinking, I'll listen to it over the radio. When you're able, you need to be in the house of the Lord where your help is at. You need to hear the word of God, dear Lord. And you need it, dear Lord. Maybe you think you don't, but you do. You're not going to be doing well at all until you come to the knowledge of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Depression and all those things that you have or you think that you have can be taken care of if you call upon the name of the Lord and come and do his will. Do what he asks of you to do, dear Lord God. Get your life right with God.
Amen.
There's no better way, no other way, dear Lord, than leaning on the everlasting arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, be with Brother Maurice this morning. Thank you, this precious man of God.
Amen.
Lord, of how you're using him, dear Lord God. We are so thankful and grateful.
Amen.
Brother Lester Jackson, dear
Amen.
Lord God. Another precious man of God, dear Lord
Amen.
God. That you knew, dear Heavenly Father, to teach us the word of God. We thank you, Father.
Praise
we
God.
Thank you for Sister Blake this morning, Father.
Amen.
Be with her, Lord God, as she stands with our pastor this morning, Lord. I call her assistant pastor, dear Heavenly Father, because she's knowledgeable, Lord, and she knows, dear Heavenly Father. She teaches us, Lord, the things that she says, Father. We're so grateful to hear them, Lord. We thank you for our precious pastor, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this precious woman.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for blessing her, Lord.
Yeah.
And she stands for the truth of the word, dear Lord. She brings the words, Lord, that you give her, dear Lord, to give to us, that we may grow thereby, Lord, in your precious word. We thank you, Lord, for her. Thank you, Brother Tony, dear Heavenly Father. As these men come to the church, Lord, and they do things around the church that need to be done, Father, we're so thankful and grateful. Brother Reggie, dear Heavenly Father, we pray for him, Lord, in a special way this morning. Lord, be with him, dear Heavenly Father. I don't know whether he's here yet or not, but if not, Father, you know what his problems are, whatever he has. Sister Lillian, Lord, we pray for her in a special way. Sister, the dear sister, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Kiva, Lord, we haven't seen her yet, Lord, but we know that she loves you in the depths of her heart, Lord God. Be with Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father, as she leads the song services, Father. We pray for Sister Mita that's in the media room, Lord, and Brother PJ, dear Heavenly Father, those two souls, Lord, that are looking out for the saints, Father, and getting the message out, dear Heavenly Father, to those, Lord God, to and fro, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all, Brother Byrene, dear Lord, our Sunday school superintendent, likewise our leader on Wednesday nights, Father.
Amen.
We thank you for the word that he's been bringing to us, dear Heavenly Father, teaching us of thy ways, dear Lord God. We pray for Sister Francine in a special way, Lord. And she's already been prayed for this morning, Lord, but we're going to lift her up on high, Father. As you said, she's been through a lot, dear Heavenly Father. But you put no more on us than we can bear. Your Lord, you said, dear Heavenly Father, you watch over us, you take care of us, Lord. But we want your will to be done, not ours, but let your will be done in our lives. With a precious husband, Brother Allen, dear Heavenly Father. Her children, her grandchildren, Lord. Her mother-in-law, dear Heavenly Father. Her brother-in-law, dear Heavenly Father, that has cancer, Father. We thank you, Lord, that he don't have to go through the procedure that they were planning on doing, Father, because we know that you have taken over, dear Lord God.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for what you do. I've come to my mind as Pastor Walls and Sister Walls, Lord, this morning.
Yes.
Be with them in a special way, oh, Lord. We pray. Give thanks and honor to you. Glorify your name, Lord.
Amen.
I pray that I haven't forgotten anybody. Sister Smith, Lord, and Jaslyn, dear Heavenly Father, I didn't mention her name, Lord, this morning, but I pray for her too. Pray for our dad, dear Lord. We pray for his soul, dear Heavenly Father, that he has come to the knowledge of knowing you one day, dear Lord God, before it's eternally too late. Thank you for all that you do. Be with all those, Lord, that are on the airwaves this morning, Lord. For one, Sister Hairstay, Sister Sanders, the different ones, Father, Brother Thomas. Lord, it's just many, Lord, that hear your word this morning through the airways, Lord. And we're thanking you, Lord, and praising you for it. Pray that they use the words, dear Heavenly Father, they hear this morning, dear Lord, and the same songs that are sung, dear Lord God, to think about their lives, dear Heavenly Father, where they're going to spend eternity. Thank you for your blessings upon us, Lord. Guide, strengthen, and keep us this blessed day. Be so careful, Lord, to give you all the praise. If I've forgotten about anything, Lord, you know that it wasn't for on purpose, dear Lord God. But I pray for all those, like pray for this nation, dear Lord.
Amen.
Pray for our officials, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, you know all about them, Father. Don't have to say no more because you know. Just leave them in your hands in prayer, dear Lord God. Be with our officer, dear Lord, that's watching over the church here, dear Heavenly Father, this morning. Be with the lands in a special way, Lord. I don't want to forget you. I thank you, Lord, for this precious man of God.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you do and all that you've done in our lives. And we've been so careful, dear Lord, to give you all the praise, give the glory and the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And pray, Lord, likewise for our precious soul that came in this morning, Father. Thank you for her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, to see her come into the door this morning, Lord. Pray that she'll come back, dear Heavenly Father, to hear your blessed word. And we just thank you for all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And before you to lift the morning offering, this is the last Sunday of the month.
Yes.
And the special offering for today is for missionaries, for missions. And so that offering may be placed into the center plate and the other tithes and offerings on either side. And let me just say, Sister Carol was praying and, you know, thanking God for different of our brothers and sisters. And I just want to say, I want to thank the brethren. I want to thank the trustees for working on these chairs that I sit in.
Yeah, thank you.
I thank God. It was kind of one of the edge of the one that I was sitting in last night. It was kind of roughed up, and I just, in putting my hand out, I got a splinter in my hand, and they've been sanded and restained and taken care of. And so I thank God for all of the trustees who had a work committee going on over here one day last week, and I feel like I need to thank Brother Tony especially. I'm thanking all of them, and with a little asterisk beside Brother Tony's name. I thank God for all that the people of God do to the glory of God, not to keep glory to themselves, but to the glory of God.
Amen.
And just do it quietly in the background, and don't even say anything. And just, I thank God because God sees and knows.
Yes.
And so, as I say, all of our trustees,
thank God for them,
all for all, every last one of them.
Yes. Thank God.
Again, the special offering. Yes, amen. The special offering is for missions, which will be placed in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings can be placed in the plate on either side as we file by. Amen. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, because you provide, Lord, for our needs, dear Father. And Lord, you've promised to do it in your word, dear God. And Lord, you are true and faithful. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to ever be thankful, dear God, for your blessings to us, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to never take anything for granted, dear Father. But, Lord, even as you bless us, Lord, help us, Lord, to bless someone else. Lord, we pray, dear God, as we bring in our tithes and offerings, dear Father, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear God. For, Lord, truly, we're giving with thanksgiving, dear Father. Lord, we're giving with cheerfulness, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, Lord, and give us the wisdom, dear Father, for how they are to be used, that your name may be glorified, dear Father. Lord, that those in your house, dear God, would not be found lacking. Lord, that we would be able to do good to all men, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply these offerings, Lord, as only you can, dear God. Again, we thank you, Lord, for what you have already done and what we know that you have the power to do, dear God, on our behalf. Have your way, bless each gift and giver, and use them both to your glory and honor, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He pardoned my transgression. He sanctified my soul. He honors my confession. Since by his blood I'm whole. It is truly wonderful what the the Lord hath done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord hath done. Glory to his name. He brings me through affliction. He leaves me not alone. He's with me in temptation. He keeps me for his own. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He keeps me firm and faithful. His love I do enjoy. For this I shall be grateful. The Lord hath done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He pardoned my transgressions. He sanctified my soul. He honors my confession. Saved by his blood I'm whole. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to
Brother Reggie Jackson, if you would come up, please, for the choir. Thank you.
Praise our God.
Amen. 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 All right. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, I want to see him. That's what we're all living this life for, to live again eternally, eternally with our Lord and Savior in heaven. Oh, I want to. Amen.
My Lord, lead me on. Through him I must win.
to sing forever of his saving grace. on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen. Amen. Wonderful to have your cares all past. Amen. No COVID. No quarantine. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for
it.
Amen. Ever to rejoice, but you can rejoice right here. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. Amen. No more crying, no more dying. As the brother Wall says, no more bills and no more pills. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. In order to be able to rejoice there, we better be able to rejoice now in the God of our salvation and in our Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. Shall we stand and have a word of prayer before the message? Amen. Amen. The thing, we can rejoice because of the songs of Zion because we know that it's true. But even as the word goes forth and the word is preached, we can rejoice as the word is preached. You know, there's some people, they get happy and jump while the music is going on, but then, you know, the music stops and the word starts going forth and they begin to get sleepy eyes. They begin to doze off. But we can rejoice in the word because we know that it is true. Amen. So many of the songs from Zion are based on the truth of God's word, based on scripture. And so we need to be able to rejoice in the truth of God's word. Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord and ask him to bless, even as the word is preached, that it may be preached in the spirit and heard in the spirit and obeyed in the spirit. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit's moving, dear God, upon our hearts, dear Father. Lord, that we can know, dear God, the work that you have done in us. And because of that work that you have done, because of your great plan of salvation, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, convincing men of sin, convinced us, Lord, when we were in sin, dear Father. Lord, that we needed a Savior. Convinced us, Lord, that we were sinning against you, dear God, but by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we could be saved and freed from that miserable life of sin. Lord, because of that, dear Father, Lord, your spirit can move on us, dear God, and give us joy unspeakable and full of glory. And Lord, we know, dear God, Father, even as your word goes forth, Lord, that there's joy to be had, dear God, in the preaching of your word and the hearing and obeying of your word. And so, Lord, we're asking, Lord, your anointing, Lord, on this side of the service. We're asking, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins with power from on high to declare the word of God, to declare the acceptable day of salvation. Be with her, Lord, and give her the strength that she stands in need of, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for what you've already done, dear Father, how you're working in a powerful way in her life, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her, dear God, the power, dear Father, Lord, to preach your word, dear Father, in the spirit, dear God. Lord, whether it's in season or out of season, dear God, give her power, Lord, to proclaim your word, Father, for the good of our souls. And Lord, we're praying, dear God, if there be any heart, dear God, Lord, who doesn't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, that they would hear this message, dear God, Lord, and want to serve you. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would say in their hearts, even what the men said, dear God, in the responsive reading, men and brethren, what shall we do? Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would ask, dear God, that they would seek your face, dear God, for salvation while it may be found, dear God, even, dear God, from the sounding, dear God, of the word as it is preached this morning. Help us, Lord, to receive your word, dear God. Help us, Lord, to measure to your word. Help us, Lord, to be worthy, dear God, to be called children of God, dear Father. And, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and for his sake. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory, giving honor to God, Sister Blake, this congregation. Thank God for the devotional service. Thank God for each and every one of you. And thank God for the song and beautiful prayer from the Lord. Thank God for it. Thank God for our Sunday school lesson. Review and thank God, you know, these lessons have been really thought-provoking and keeping us in the Word of God to know where we stand with Almighty God. And I know this morning's message, Sunday school lesson, strengthened with all might, and we need to be strengthened with all the might of Almighty God to live in this world in which we live. On last Lord's Day, we read Acts, the second chapter. We read from the 37th verse, but we read through the end of that chapter. And on last Lord's Day, we said we would bring back the remaining parts of the message that we were not able to get to. We thank God that he's blessed us and allowed us to be here so that we can continue on what he started. I trust you have your Bibles, and for our young people to get their Bibles and writing instruments to write down. I said, you remember me in prayer. I was checking on my phone. My sister Holmes was on it because I've been having some problems or issues with my phone, as you know, on Wednesday night. But praise God, Sister Maria has one in the works for me, a new one coming. So now I've got to learn that. So remember me much in prayer, saints. But God is good, amen? He's still good, even in the midst. There's a ram in the bush. Sister Mellison's phone was right here, so we just switched Sister Holmes right over onto it. So we thank God for that. Amen. As we said in our hearing this morning, we read Acts 2, 37 through 38. We would like to go back to verse 38 to get the subject again that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you. Verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be ye baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue on our thoughts on the subject, salvation, the Bible way. As we learned on last Lord's Day, salvation is from God through his Son, Jesus Christ. We are told in Colossians, the first chapter, verses 12 through 14, he said, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. You see, the Bible way of salvation is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it is different from what the world would have us to believe. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said in John 10, verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. In Romans 5, verse 1, we are told, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Salvation does not come through a handshake or an acknowledgement of the pastor, or contributions that are made to the collection plate, or good works. No, salvation comes through the new birth, being born again into the family of God. When you claim salvation, you are claiming to have been born again, regenerated from a life of sin, and are now a new man in Christ Jesus. You see, the new birth is a spiritual, holy, and heavenly birth that results in our being made alive spiritually in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians 2, the second chapter, it shows you and I just what state we were in before coming to Almighty God. In verse 1, it tells us we were dead in trespasses, in sin, until we were made alive or regenerated by Christ Jesus. You see, this happened when we placed our faith. We placed our trust in him as our Lord and Savior. When regeneration occurs, there is a life-changing event that happens. You are not the same as you used to be. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? You see, just as our physical birth resulted in a new individual entering the earthly realm, our spiritual birth results in a new person entering the heavenly realm. In Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 6, we are told, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, saints of God, we are a blessed people. You see, our Heavenly Father showed to us his saving grace, and his infinite love was displayed before we even existed. What are you saying this morning, this afternoon, Sister Renee? Let's read for a moment what the Apostle Paul is saying to the saints there at Ephesus. Turn with me to Ephesians, the first chapter, and look there in that scripture reading. You see, there was an election in heaven, but the only one that voted was God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And it was by an overwhelming majority of 1-0 that you and I were elected. It was in him, according to verse 11, we obtained an inheritance, having been predestined, meaning that we were foreordained according to the purpose of him who works in all things according to the counsel of his will. Look at what it says there in verse 3 of Ephesians, that first chapter. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in Christ. Oh, saints of God, are you blessed this afternoon? Do you know that your blessings are coming from Almighty God? Do you know you are blessed? He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He goes on to say here, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. You see, this wasn't something that just happened upon Almighty God. No, God had a plan, saints of God. God had a plan from the beginning of time. God had it already planned out after he placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God had a plan that if mankind would disobey him and if mankind would partake of the forbidden tree, God had a plan to rescue mankind. Why did God have that plan? Because we are told in the word of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loved us before we even knew who we were. How many know what the word of God is talking about? How many believe that this afternoon you loved the God before you even knew of yourself? He goes on to say here in verse 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, saints of God, this refutes what the world is running around and saying today. This refutes the fact that many say, I am a sinning Christian. Not so. The word of God said we should be holy and without blame before him. What? In love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. It was God's will that we would be saved. It was his purpose to give you and I eternal life. And it was all according to the counsel of his will that we were to be adopted by him. After regeneration, we began to see and hear and seek after divine things. We began to live a life of faith and trust and holiness in God Almighty. This pleasure of his will, I believe we can say, was among the three persons of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit of God. That is why it's by grace we have been saved through faith.
And this is not our own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of any works that you and I have done, so that no one can boast about being saved. Praise our God. This is why we can now take our seat, so to speak, in heavenly places. Now that we have been born again, now that we've repented and placed our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have finished all that God required for salvation, the Bible way. And any good work that we do are a result of being saved. Praise God.
Amen.
Not the way that we've been saved, but a result of us being saved. Mm-hmm. Now that Jesus Christ lives and resides in our heart, body, mind, and soul, you and I now are partakers of his divine nature, having been made new creatures in Christ Jesus. This is why God, not man, is the source of our transformation. It is his great love and free gift, his rich grace, and his abundant mercy that are the cause of our renewed rebirth. It was the same mighty power of God, we learned it in our Sunday school lesson this morning, that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, that was shown to you and I in our regeneration and in our conversion. You see, in order to receive the free gift of eternal life that was offered to us through Jesus Christ and to experience a new birth, we must be born again and become a child of God. We read on last Lord's Day what Jesus said in John 3 to Nicodemus. Turn with me there for a minute. You know, Nicodemus was a master of Israel. And verse 3 of John 3 says there, verily, verily, I say unto you, except, and that word except there means unless. You can't get around it. You can't say, I'm going to go another way. You can't say, well, I'm not going to accept what God says. No, he says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You've got to be born again to even see the kingdom of Almighty God. Nicodemus saith unto him, I'm in verse 4, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? You see, he lacked the knowledge that he needed to know. Oh, yes, I did say he was a master of Israel. And Jesus recounted that with him. He asked him a question, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Oh, sister broke it down this morning for our children. There are many who are running around right now. And they have, what she said, some kind of a sketchy knowledge or sketchy facts of what the Word of God says about salvation. They go around and say that they have trivial knowledge. Well, trivial knowledge is not knowing Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people who have trivial knowledge about a lot of things in this life. But do you have the actual knowledge of what it takes to be a child of God? Do you understand that you must be born again? Do you understand you must come God's way and not mankind's way? Do you understand just because you come in the church and you say a few good words and you say, oh, we're blessed, you're all blessed, oh, God is good and all the things the world is saying, that is not salvation, but that is just reciting what someone else has said. Mm-hmm. Oh, salvation is deeper than that. Living for God is deeper than that. Just saying Jesus' name and saying a little good things about Jesus Christ and saying some good things about God and getting up and saying, oh, God, isn't God good? Look at the sun, it's shining today. Oh, yes, it is. Our God is good. But that's not salvation.
Amen.
According to the Bible.
Amen.
Look at what he went on to say here. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And look at what Jesus said in verse 7 to solidify everything. He said, marvel not that I said unto you, unto thee, ye must be born again.
Jesus let Nicodemus know that unless you are born again, meaning except you have experienced a new birth, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And this same requirement for entering the kingdom of God applies to souls today who are seeking salvation. Being born again means to be forgiven of your sins, to be justified by God through faith in Jesus Christ. You have now been declared righteous and no longer guilty. This is why one cannot be saved until you first confess that you realize you are a sinner and that you are in need of a Savior. You see, through Adam's sin and Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden, mankind was separated from Almighty God. Look at what it says there in Romans, that fifth chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he says starting in verse 12. He said, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Sometimes you'll hear people say, well, I haven't done anything wrong. I didn't sin. Adam was the one that partook of the fruit in the garden. Oh, but look at what the word of God says. By one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men. All of us received the nature of Adam when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. Oh, yes, one sin was enough to cause spiritual death to fall upon all mankind, and one sin today will keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. But praise be to Almighty God. He had a plan to rescue us, a plan to rescue mankind from the sin and shame of the fall of Adam. That was the death of his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Look at what it says in Romans 5:17. He said, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men